Welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News. You can always check us out online at npr.org. So maybe you're one of those lonely 26 states that didn't have a primary yesterday.
Poor you.
Didn't mean you didn't have a chance to make change happen. Maybe you stayed home, you clicked around the internet, you found things, you emailed them, you kept emailing them, you emailed them again and again and again.
Get out of the house!
No, the point is that they emailed them so much they became the most emailed story or maybe the most popular, most clicked on story on the web. Yes, you elected today's president of the United Webs of the internet. Or to put it another way, the most.
Who's going first? Dan? How about you?
Okay, yeah.
You don't talk nearly enough on this show.
I know. How are you? We got a most Doug here from dig.com, and it's a movement afoot from some video gamer websites to donate used video games to troops in Iraq. And they sort of say, to heck with this company called GameStop, which is very unpopular amongst the gamers because they buy used games at bargain basement prices and resell them at close to what it costs. This is the accusation anyway. They said, forget those guys. Donate your used video games to the troops in Iraq. They've set up a website through a site called Cheap A Gamer or Cheap Butt Gamer. The A stands for something which we won't say here. But anyway.
Oh, I know that word.
Yeah, you can figure it out.
Yes.
Still working on it.
Yeah. Wait for it. Anyway, they have a whole thing set up through a guy in the U.S. Navy who's currently deployed in Fallujah. They got an address. You can send your used games there and give the soldiers something to do when they have a little bit of downtime there in Iraq.
Okay, I'll go next. Mine is the most emailed from BBC.com. The title, the headline of the story is High Heels May Improve Sex Life. I don't know what I think about
what?
This. Italians, you know, they like shoes.
Oh,
and
yes.
They like
they make
love.
They make beautiful shoes. And
they make a beautiful love.
Yeah, it's better than that.
They have found some way to connect the two. Basically, to make excuses for buying high-heeled shoes that they say improve your sex life. It has something to do with the height of your foot. If it's in a certain, like a couple inches below flat, a couple inches up from flat, this is apparently the most ideal angle for your pelvis area for a woman. I don't know. If you want details, go click on the story. But I don't know if I buy it. They're saying stilettos, however, it's way too high. And that can actually cause some from back problems.
So there's a very thin area where it will improve.
I see.
You just tiptoe.
My most emailed is from the LA Times. And it's a story that came out a couple days ago. But I can understand why people are sending it around. The headline is United Airline to begin charging for a second checked bag. United is going to start imposing a $50 fee on round-trip domestic flights. It's going to start on May 5th. If you want to, you know, you got the
tube. Heresy.
It's
Am I
tough.
Allowed to say that?
You know, I'm all for it. All right, I'm sorry, ladies.
Why?
But people who overpack for trips in general, be they men or women, are a pet peeve of mine. If you can't,
yes.
in one of those big suitcases, if you can't get all your luggage
in there.
I'm
kind of with you, actually.
I mean, come on.
But what if you're going to several different temperate zones where you need different clothing for different climates?
You know, I traveled around Europe.
What if you need a lot of high-heeled shoes?
One sweater, one pair of shorts, one pair of jeans, one pair of shoes.
Were you fragrant during your trip?
I'd like to think so.
I don't know if your traveling companions thought so. Yeah. But this is my favorite part of the story. I guess United thought, like, everybody's like, yeah, that's a great idea, this paragraph. As of late Monday, no other major carrier has followed United.
Go figure that.
Ian, what do you have?
This is a most emailed from Orlando Sentinel. The headline, Confused Florida Voters Try to Cast Ballots in Super Tuesday Primaries. The problem... their primary was a week ago.
Let me guess, Pat Buchanan won.
This is, so election offices across the state are reporting getting hundreds of calls yesterday.
Really?
From people wanting to vote. And there's a couple reasons. One, I just checked this on Google. If you, say, live in Orange County, Florida, you go to Google, you type Orange County election office to figure out your voting information. The first Orange County that comes up is Florida. So if you were in California, which did vote yesterday, you want to know how to vote, you type in Orange County Election Office. Your first link, which you're not really going to look, is going to take you to Florida. So they got a lot of callers from the OC in California. But that's not the only problem. People were showing up at polling places in Florida yesterday. Even in Leon County, which had huge turnout, you know, a week ago in Florida, people were calling, wanting to know when they could vote yesterday.
enjoyed it so much last week, they'd like to do it again.
It wasn't the same people.
This seems to me to be like the natural selection of voters. I mean, I feel like maybe if you can't figure out exactly which day is voting,
then you don't. Your voice does not deserve to be heard.
Yeah, I mean, then you're not informed enough to be allowed to vote.
Then you should move to Florida, is what you're saying. All right, and I have one more most. It's from the New York Times, and they have a section called Most Blog. So these are the stories that are most linked to, and it's a follow-up on the Yahoo Google story. The headline is Google Works to Torpedo Microsoft Bid for Yahoo. As we know, Microsoft probably going to bid about $44.6 billion for Yahoo. Now, they're doing it two ways. They're doing it publicly. Google's come out against the deal, and in fact, the CEO of Google called the CEO of Yahoo and offered the company's help in fending off Microsoft.
That sounds nice, Google.
Yeah.
Good of them.
Meanwhile, Google's lobbyists in Washington, they've been plotting on how to present a case that the transaction might have to deal with something in the regulatory office, might want to take a look at the transaction to make sure it's okay.
Yep,
so
yep.
Google taking the new Microsoft-Yahoo deal seriously, or some people on the blog have been calling it the Microhoo deal.
Micro what?
Okay, that's it for the most people. Almost, actually. But you can find these stories on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. But we do have one more most edition. See you guys.